This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, sports fans? BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE. That's B-L-E-A-V. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. Back on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Brewerton Ace Hardware, Rosie's Corner, and Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. There he is on screen, one of my favorite people, Jim Cott, the Baseball Hall of Famer, longtime analyst for the game as well. Jim, you look fantastic. I appreciate a few minutes. Welcome to the ML Sports Platter again. It's actually been quite a while since I've had you on.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. I've always enjoyed our conversations.
Well, hey, either on screen, over the phone, or in Cooperstown, it's meant the world to me as well. We're coming off of Yankees-Dodgers, which I thought was an epic series. I thought it had everything except Juan Soto, and obviously the extra inning baseball stuff still drives me nuts with the Ghost Runner and all that. But overall, great games here. Can you hit me with a couple of takeaways from your side? I know you probably tuned into the action pretty good, right?
Well, I got to tell you, I don't watch a lot of baseball. You know, I'm kind of removed from the way the game is played today. I follow it. I'm like a kid. I follow the box scores. I follow the action. Certainly, I followed that Yankee Dodgers series. I guess I took great joy in seeing Grisham hit the home run and answer the fans that were hollering, "We want Soto." But I had told a couple of my Yankee friends up here in Vermont and Phillies in Philadelphia, I said, just print the tickets right now, because they've proven to be the two most dominant teams. I know the Dodgers, I don't think the Dodgers bullpen will hold up with the Yankees and the Phillies. Now, that being said, there's a lot to play in the season yet, and we know what a factor injuries is in the game today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we've also seen teams where winning 100 games doesn't mean anything. You can get in as a wild card and win 87, 88 games, and a couple things go your way, and off you go. It's, you know, as time goes on, it makes you think about all those past dynasties, right? We haven't had a winner as a repeat team since the 2000 Yankees, and it makes you appreciate dynasties from long ago even more, right? I mean, even in my lifetime, your lifetime, 25, 30, 40, 50 years, 60, you can go back as long as you want. The dynasty in baseball right now just seems dead, despite what people want to say about the high payroll teams. It's always the same ones. It's Dodgers, Yankees, this and that. But really, Jim, it's not dynasties anymore. We can't get repeat winners. We get Arizona here. We get Texas there. We get a lot of teams in the Phillies here, another club there. We don't get dynasties anymore.
I was talking to Raleigh Fingers about that. I was recently at Cooperstown for the Negro League, honoring, you know, the statue of Hank Aaron, and then honoring the Negro Leagues. And I said, Raleigh, your Oakland A's of the early 70s doesn't get enough credit. And yeah. I was with the Twins in the late 60s, and we won the division a couple years in a row when they went to division play. And then I said to Harmon Killebrew one day when we saw Bando and Rudy and Campanaris and Raleigh and names that today's young fans haven't heard of probably, but I said, these guys are really going to be good. You could kind of see that. And they were 72-3-4. They won three straight, but you're right. They don't have the dynasties. And now, you know, where we thought that the central fund and the draft and everything would create parity, it hasn't. I mean, right now the National League races basically are over. I mean, I don't see anybody coming back against the Phillies. Or the Dodgers and the Brewers. Maybe the Cubs have been a disappointment, but we're still seeing that big gap between the haves and the have-nots. I don't have the answer of the solution. You know, my mission these days and in my podcast is I hope that baseball, that MLB finds a way to begin to put the focus on execution on the field and not, hey, he threw 17 pitches over 100 miles an hour. Because kids see that, and now we're getting injuries all the way down into our young kids. And that's what's missing in the game. The commissioner will say that first and foremost, the starting pitcher matchup. The only game I would buy a ticket to see today is if Shoto Amanaga with the Cubs was pitching against Ranger Suarez of the Phillies.
There you go.
Two lefties, couldn't black your eye from 60 feet,
yeah.
But they could pitch, and that would be enjoyable to watch. But baseball is putting all this emphasis on speed and power and strikeouts, and they're losing the teachers that can teach players how to actually play the game and execute their talent.
Yeah, you're right. Spin rate, launch angle, all these different things. We have Tommy John left and right all across the board. You're right. I mean, there is the gap in baseball, but again, you know, you get in the playoffs and you see what happens. I mean, the Dodgers have spent probably north of $3 billion at least in the Dave Roberts era. They have one World Series to show for it, the COVID year, you know, 60-game regular season in 2020. So it's wild. But I want to attack those three guys at the top. You faced legendary, unbelievable players from both sides of the plate. Lefties, righties, contact, power, Hall of Famers like yourself. Epic battles for years, Jim. How would you approach Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman? What do you do in that case? Because you had some of those starts in those lineups. I mean, you wake up in the morning, you go, how do I do this?
Right. Well, I think, in, you know, you'd have to face those guys to find out, you know, kind of read the bat. You learn that'd be the art of pitching. And I've said, you know, if I were pitching today, I mean, what I would like to do if the rules were changed, I'd like to face Ohtani. I respect his hitting ability, but I would like to see him go up there without any body armor and then be able to brush him off the plate.
Yeah.
And probably the same with Freddie Freeman as a lefty against lefty.
Sure.
Mookie's a whole, you know, Mookie is so quick on the inside pitch. You'd have to figure out. I know that there are current people that say, well, your fastball and the stuff you guys threw wouldn't play today. See, I think it might play even better because guys are geared for 97, 98. We didn't care about miles per hour. We cared about movement. Just a quick kind of a boastful moment, but one of my favorite wins I found out recently was a shutout in 1965 where I gave up 11 hits and had no strikeouts, 16 ground outs. And that's what we need to get pitchers to start doing and pitch deeper in the game so we can enjoy those, you know, say I had to face Ohtani or Freeman or Betts four times in a game. You know, that doesn't happen anymore. So you don't have those great matchups that I had facing Mickey like four times in a game.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when you look at Gavin Stone, I was trying to find out how old he is. He's 25 years old, but in that Dodger game on Saturday night, it was the changeup that dropped last second in the strike zone that was his most powerful pitch, and he's got a sub-3 RA this year. It wasn't the stuff where he was trying to blow it by people, and that's something I'm with you, Jim. You're making a ton of great points in the game. I still love the game. I try to make it a point this year to tune in more and do my thing, but man, the ghost runner and the analytics and all these different things. I love the pitch clock. That's fine because we needed to speed some things up, but there's still things there. The artificial stuff I just can't deal with as we talk here with Baseball Hall of Famer Jim Cott on the ML Sports Platter brought to you by our friends over at Welch & Company Jewelers and CH Insurance. I just wanted to wrap up with you, Jim. And again, I love catching up with you, and I'll see you in July, hopefully, in Cooperstown again. You just mentioned being in Cooperstown, though, and I wasn't able to get there. Days are crazy with the 4-year-old and the 10-month-old these days, so it's a little
sure.
bit for me. But I watched Harold Reynolds on MLB Network. I saw you quite a bit on the big screen. Man, what an awesome celebration. I wish I could have seen it. A bunch of Hall of Famers come back. A bunch of baseball greats, future Hall of Famers like CC Sabathia were there as well, celebrating the Negro Leagues at a time where, how about this timing, Jim? East-West Classic at Doubleday Field. All the old uniforms, but all the stats officially become official as well. Kind of rope all of that together. How do you feel about the numbers being included with the major leagues and your weekend in Cooperstown? You want to kind of tie it all in because I got to tell you, man, it's been a long time coming for people to understand Oscar Charleston and Josh Gibson. And, you know, you can see my Monarchs hat on right now. And
Saturday, right.
I've always been a big time Negro League fan. John Lloyd, right? Cool Papa Bell, who used to, flip the lights off and get in bed before they actually turned off. So can you kind of get into the Negro League celebration a little bit with all those talking points? Because I know you really have a big time appreciation for them yourself.
Yeah, it was really a great weekend there. You know, rubbing elbows with some of the recently retired players like Dexter Fowler and Edwin Jackson, Tony Gwynn Jr. was there. And of course, coming up in a couple weekends, they're going to have the big game down at Rickwood Field.
Right.
And I actually played there in the Southern Association in the late 50s. But you're right, it's a long time coming. And I'm glad that they're taking the records in. I had a great time to chat with Sam Allen, who was one of the Negro League players. He was a little runs, led the league and runs scored several years. And you're right, when I was a kid, in 16 pitching amateur ball, every holiday we played the Grand Rapids Black Sox and the Jess Elstridge Colored Athletics, and I always had a lot of respect and questioned, being a white kid growing up in southwestern Michigan, why weren't these guys allowed to play? So I think now finally a lot of time has been wasted, but they're getting some of the justice they deserve.
Well, again, as it always is, whether it's on the screen, over the phone, in Cooperstown, I just can't get enough of chatting baseball with you. Jim Cott, the Baseball Hall of Famer here on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our good friends over at Byrne Dairy and Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. Jim, thanks so much for getting on and chatting a little baseball with me. Stay well. You look terrific. I'll see you in just over a month, okay, in one of my favorite places in the world, Cooperstown, New York.
I'll look forward to it.
Not everyone has the experience and passion we do to fight for every client. We know they're counting on us to protect their families, employees, businesses, and themselves, and to be there when they need us with five-star local service. The big guys just don't have our local independence or commitment to offering the best value and choice of insurance programs. Choice, competitive pricing, and five-star service. That's CH Insurance. In your corner. Every day, every way.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.